Alaska's redistricting board is awaiting the outcome of a United States Supreme Court case that could remove some federal restrictions from state redistricting plans. Today, the nation's highest court heard arguments over whether the states with a history of discrimination need to get Department of Justice approval for state voting maps. Although the federal Supreme Court case was brought by an Alabama county, it has implications for Alaska. The state of Alaska filed a brief in support of the plaintiffs, while the Alaska Federation of Natives filed a brief in support of the federal government. Alaska's redistricting board is wrestling with a state Supreme Court mandate to redraw the state's voting districts map. Board attorney Mike White says last year, the districts were drawn to comply with the Federal Voting Rights Act, but the state Supreme Court justices said the process the board used was not in line with the state constitution.
The board has to have in place a new plan prior to June of 2014. I believe it is the board's wants to get this matter done and approved by the Alaska Supreme Court. And the board hasn't formally adopted anything. It's still considering what its options are and determining how it wants to proceed.
The outcome of the U.S. Supreme Court case could affect the redrawing of the Alaska voting map, White says, because Alaska is one of nine states that is required by law to comply with Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act.
If Section 5 or parts of it are thrown out by the United States Supreme Court, that could affect how the Alaska redistricting map is drawn. Basically, what it does is it changes the rules that the Alaska redistricting board must follow. And if the rules change, then that could change the outcome.
White says he does not expect a decision in the federal case anytime soon. The Federal Voting Rights Act ensures that minorities have representation in House districts. Regardless of the ruling in the federal case, Alaska would still have to comply with other parts of the VRA, which protect the percentage of minorities of voting age in voting districts. In a separate action, the state of Alaska challenged Section 5 of the VRA last year, arguing that the requirement is unwarranted and Alaska should not be considered among states where voting discrimination has been flagrant. That case is on hold as well, pending the outcome of the Alabama case.